Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You know how working out is so great for you, but there are some unfortunate things that go along with it. Sometimes you chafe in your thighs or under your arms where they kind of rub against your sides of your body. You know your feet smell pretty bad. I mean, there are a lot of things that go on with working out. Well, we are talking about how to avoid some of those if you can. My guest is Grace DeSimone. She's the Group Fitness Director for Plus One Health Management and the editor of ACSM's Resources for the Group Fitness Instructor. So she's certainly an expert in this. Welcome to the show, Grace. So exercise owies. Let's start with chafing, because I chafe under my arms. I get these really dry rashes. I can feel it now from my treadmill this morning. What do we do about that?
Well, number one is, what type of clothing are you wearing? People tend toward cotton because it's, you know, it's all natural, but the better choice is actually a synthetic fiber that wicks moisture away from your body, and also how the clothing is fitting. You know, we all think of like, oh, I want to be comfortable, and I'm going to wear this really loose-fitting attire, but then as you're moving and your arms are moving back and forth, that extra material is rubbing. You ever wear a pair of shorts and the shorts are like creeping up your thighs and getting caught between your legs? So you want clothes that are snug but not tight. So that would be the first thing I would start with. If you tend toward having dry skin, and if you have folds in your skin, you know, if you have large breasts or you have certain body parts that have skin folds in them, which many people do, try not to have skin that's dry. Have your skin be moisturized, because what happens when dry things rub together? They make a fire, right? That's how you start a fire. So, and that's exactly what it feels like. It feels like your skin is on fire. So you want to moisturize. If you're really doing an endurance event, you know that you're going to be doing more than your little half hour of cardio at the gym, there are products that are available. Some people use plain old Vaseline. There's also products that are made especially for endurance training and to keep your body parts from rubbing together.
Wow, you know, I don't like to wear snug clothes, but I do see what you're saying. And I must say that, you know, even if you're wearing comfortable clothes, when I did the Avon walk and it was, you know, 45 miles or whatever it was, I have never felt such chafing, and here it is, wait for it, listeners, in the top of my butt crack, as I did after that. I mean, taking a shower was like somebody was dumping fire right down my back. I have never felt such pain. So some of them, you know, are just products of the exercise that you do. What do you think of things like Glide and some
body
of these moving?
Is, yeah. That's one of the products that I think would be excellent. That's what it's created for. So I think that would be a very good choice. Some people choose Vaseline, like I said, and then you can use talcum powder, but that's only going to take you so far, like if you're doing, you know, an endurance event. The other thing is to stay hydrated so that your skin is allowed to sweat frequently, as opposed to, you know, when you get that, like, salty feeling on your skin, and then you take that and rub something together, that's going to make the chafing worse. So you want to stay hydrated, wear snug clothes, and then you can use a product that will help your body parts move, you know, glide from one to the other. And the same goes for your shoes. You know, if you have shoes that don't fit properly, I remember I coached an Avon walk, and people came across the finish line that wore their brand new shoes that they didn't test drive, and you were just like, oh, like, I'm so sorry. So you want to make sure that your shoes fit well, and if your shoes rubbing in and out, you know, how many times is that going to happen before you have this horrible blister on your foot? So the same thing goes for your shoes. You don't want them, anything that's creating friction and rubbing, riding in and out, up and down, generally not a good thing.
Okay, so what about the stink that comes with working out? I don't like to use a lot of deodorant, Grace, because I don't like to use it, but boy, my kids are sometimes like, whoa, you know, just besides deodorant, is there anything you can do? Your feet stink if you have to go somewhere after working out and you don't have time for a quick shower. What can you do about that? Because sweat does not smell great.
No, sweat does not smell. Everybody's sweat's a little bit different. And people, you know, when you're smelling yourself, it's probably not a good day at the gym. So you can, I mean, make sure you're coming in clean and you're leaving clean, and whatever you were wearing, same thing for your socks goes, that I said earlier about the synthetic fiber, Cotton socks hold the moisture, so that's only going to create more of a breeding ground. So synthetic fibers will certainly help to wick the moisture away from the skin, which will help, and change your socks, right? You know, you don't want dirty clothes. If you're not going to have a chance for a shower, you can sort of spot clean. You know, you can wash your feet off, use a towel, and just wipe your feet dry, and then change your socks. Same thing for your gym clothes. If you don't have time for a shower, get out of them. And just, if you can, you know, wipe your body so that it's dry. And they do.
Okay, so you have a few for us.
Huh?
So you have a few for us.
I have a few what for you?
Yeah, a few of these other owies. I mentioned chafing and
well,
the stinkiness. So, yeah, so you list up yours.
Scary things that go on at the gym. I did want to mention, though, about smelling, that they do make these towelettes that are, people use baby wipes, you know, something that you can throw in a baggie in your gym bag, and you can use just for, like, you know, sort of spot cleaning, if you will. The other thing that you have to be careful about when you're going into a gym environment is what's creeping around there. There are so many germs because there are so many people touching so many things, and you don't think about that when you're jumping on, you know, grabbing a set of weights out of the rack. You don't think how many other people have touched these. So my number one rule, walking in and walking out of the gym, is wash your hands. That is the always, always, always what I do coming in and going out. Wash your hands. That's probably the best protection that you can have in the gym environment.
And we're also going to do that, Grace. We're also going to talk about that in another segment with protecting yourself from colds and flu at the gym, washing your hands. So that can also help with some of those owies because you can get funguses and, you know, things. You don't want to get any funguses, so obviously wearing your shoes. What about the fact that when you've worn good workout shoes, then you switch into your other shoes, they feel like they're torturous?
Well, that's just bad selection of shoes, because you've got to practice in those, you know, in your dress shoes, right? So, and your feet expand when they're in those flat shoes all the time. So you want to be careful of wearing those, you know, those dress shoes, again, without wearing proper whatever you need underneath them. I see so many people that wear pumps barefoot, and I'm always thinking, you know, first of all, that is a disease waiting to happen. Secondly, you're creating a chafing environment there. I did want to mention about other things that are creeping around at the gym and wherever you are working out, that any open cuts that you have, make sure that those are covered for the protection of you and anybody else that may be coming along, because you can pick up anything that way. You also mentioned, Melanie, to and from in bare feet. So if you don't want to pick up a fungus, protect your feet. People who go to yoga think, well, that doesn't apply to me because I'm barefoot for my activity. But to and from the classroom, make sure you wear your shoes. And not only that, but there are other things that go bump in the night at the gym. You could, you know, pass by somebody who's doing something with a weight and the weight's out in the floor and you can stub your toe on it. So you want to be careful about that. You want to wear your flip-flops in the shower and coming to and from the shower area is really important. And your skin that gets in contact with any of the equipment. My early days in the gym, I developed this contact dermatitis, and it took the dermatologist, you know, a couple tries of quizzing me, where do you go? And I'm like, I go everywhere. Where do you take a shower? I take a shower everywhere. You know, I'm around hundreds of people. I shower in gyms all over the place. They're trying to figure out what it was, but the shower curtain that touches you. And what it came down to was the mat. The mat that I was leaning on, you know, laying on sideways, that I had this rash down the side of my leg. We couldn't figure out where it came from. And it came from the mat. So I learned my very first lesson very early on to make sure that my skin does not come in contact with the mat that other people have been sweating on. And there are kinds of mats. There are those mats that absorb all
the moisture.
Well,
Grace, we're out of time now. So we are going to continue with some of this information in the next segment. So stay tuned. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. I'm Melanie Cole right here on Radio MD. Stay well.